From just south of the Great Lakes capital city, where we're quickly becoming foreigners in our own land, here in the mosquito-infested swamplands of the Great Lakes watershed, this is Governed America. I'm Darren Weeks, your host here for the next 2 hours, along with Nancy Levant. Nice to have you with us as we once again document the crisis of our republic and writing of our national, state, and individual autonomy. Today's the 5th of September, 2015. Good to have you with us once again, ladies and gentlemen. As I have to, unfortunately, start the show off with some very unfortunate news. This is news that really is never something that I like to deliver. And I thought about how to break this to the audience, because I know there are people. I guess the best way to do this is, I wrote a piece last night, and I'm just going to read it to you. I said, like many in life, Chris Gerner did not immediately answer the call of fulfilling his purpose. In fact, he didn't immediately recognize that he had a calling. As he grew up, his parents had been members of the Birch Society, so Chris had long been awake to the reality that things were not right in America. Even so, working in Hollywood as a set designer for a time, then later on racing dirt bikes in the California desert, becoming a talk show host was the furthest thing from his mind. Until one fateful day, as he was pre-running a trail in preparation for an upcoming race, something broke on his bike and he went over a steep cliff. Horrified, there was nothing he could do but ride the bike all the way down to the ground below. When he landed, the bike had went one direction. Chris had went the opposite, with his head coming to rest between two large rocks. Had he landed inches either way, you would not be reading these words. Realizing he had just cheated death, he knew he had been spared for a purpose. I said, I have to wake up our country, he later told me in one of our countless phone conversations that spanned from about 2004 to the present. That epiphany is what launched him into a series of events that would ultimately lead him to begin broadcasting under the name of American Exposé. Each broadcast would begin with a pleasant and playful orchestral arrangement, which would suddenly morph into a more ominous theme reminiscent of a fearful circus clown horror show. It was a brilliant theme to illustrate how things might look good on the surface in America, but peel back the pretty exterior and there hides a much darker veneer. I heard Chris Gerner when I stumbled upon his show as he was broadcasting on the Genesis Communications Network. I was working late nights in master control at a CBS affiliate in Lansing, Michigan, and I was wanting something to pass the time. The thing that impressed me about Chris was that I could tell from his inflections in his voice that he wasn't there to make money. He wasn't there to play or entertain. The manner in which he expressed himself with periodic deep sighs and the specific subject matter of his commentary left me with no doubt that this guy really cares. It was very apparent that he held a deep love for our country and its people. He spoke of the orchestrated nature of the countless wars that have plagued our nation and its people. He documented the role of the League of Nations, the UN, and the U.S. State Department, and the role that they have all played in countless wars and human suffering. He openly and emotionally bled for the soldiers whose bodies, minds, and lives were hopelessly destroyed. The thousands of families who would be staring at an empty chair at the dinner table. We, the listener, grieved with Chris for the soldiers, the living and the fallen, victims of the deception. I recall his reading once from the Helms Congressional Report about POW/MIAs left behind in Vietnam. Suddenly his voice broke in the middle of the report and he couldn't finish it. Unlike other broadcasters who erect an emotional facade for show, Chris was undeniably genuine. A protege of the late William Cooper, Chris was big on documentation. He constantly sifted through documents that were written by world players, think tanks, and the spooks themselves, dissecting them on the air, and admonishing his listeners that they could do the same. He spent hours doing research, connecting dots so that people could understand the why and the how of the plan for world government enslavement. I had the pleasure of getting to know Chris over the years. I became his webmaster and he my mentor. Though I was a professional broadcaster by trade, He is the reason I became a talk show host. We've spent countless hours talking about world events, our personal lives, and the uncertain future. I learned much from him. At times, our talks centered around the untimely departure of a member of the Patriot community from this world. Whenever we would discuss a freedom fighter who had passed, Chris, his reply to me would always be, "There's no one to replace them," meaning that their contribution was too great, their understanding was too deep. The void they left would be there forever. My phone rang. It was this past Monday, from a number I didn't recognize. A conversation ensued, followed by the shock. I learned the news that Christian C. Gurner had passed away. He had been mowing his lawn on August 8th and had apparently had a heart attack. He was 64. The cause of liberty had lost another warrior. I had lost a dear friend. In times such as this, we reflect upon the values of the departed and the impact they had on our lives. For me, Chris's influence was immeasurable. Whether it was by shortwave, micro FM, KU or C-band, or an internet stream, I know of many people whose lives he equally touched by waking them up to the truth. For many, the truth Chris brought forward changed their path. He was truly one of the greats. I am privileged to have known him and humbled by the task of carrying his torch. Goodbye, my friend. May you rest in peace, finally knowing the freedom that you fought so hard to achieve. A freedom without war, without banking cartels, without corporate fascism, international organizations and NGOs. A freedom without shadow governments and their think tanks. May the angels escort you to your eternal rest. Your work on earth is done. And yes, there's nobody to replace you. Welcome to Govern America, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry to start the show off on with such bad news. But I always say we have to honor those that go before us and those that blaze the trails, those from which we have learned so much. And I can tell you, Chris has really been an inspiration to me, and I know he has been to many others, so I can't think of a better way to honor him than to keep blazing forward and doing the best we can to carry on the work that he began and so many others before him. We've lost so many other people through the years. If I were to start naming names, I know I would leave people out. Joan Vion comes to mind, Bob Chapman, Dr. Stan Monteith. Literally, the other side is full of people that I view as American heroes. People who cared enough for this country to spend moments of their life. Every minute you spend on this earth is 1 minute you will never get back. And to invest that time in doing something for other people is the greatest investment that you can ever make. And that's why I think we do what we do here, because we care. We care about people, and it is a selfless act. So once in a while, we have to stop and consider and reflect as to why we do what we do. And anyway, by the way, I just want to say one other thing about this. In honor of Chris, I have decided that I've begun assembling some of his shows from past years that we, there's a number of shows he did on First Amendment Radio Network back, I think, going around 2005. So what we're going to do this weekend here on the stream, for those of, that are listening on the Govern America Radio stream, immediately following this broadcast, we will have a brief musical bumper, and then we will go into what I call Chris Gerner Weekend, where we're going to have radio programs from Chris Gerner all weekend long, just to kind of reflect. And I promise you, if you listen to some of these, you will learn stuff. Because I was listening to some of the stuff the other day as I was going through it, and I can tell you, it's almost like that. I mean, the information is so relevant today, it's like he could have been doing these shows today. I mean, things have advanced to a certain extent, but the information is still relevant, and I promise you, you will learn stuff if you want to tune in and listen. I encourage you to do so. Anyway, I don't want to talk us out of time. We have Nancy Levant and Vicki Davis here with us today, and I want to welcome both of you ladies. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Darren, I got one little thing I want to add to that.
Yeah, first, let me see. Vicki, do we have you here, too?
Yes, you do.
Okay, good. Okay. Very good.
Yeah, Chris Gerner, the piece was absolutely beautiful, Darren, and it just upset me. Chris Gerner was instrumental in my life as well, because Chris Gerner read the first article that I ever wrote, Darren. And he acknowledged it. He asked me to be a guest on his show, and somewhere in those archives, I am a guest, and this is a long time ago, on Chris Gerner's show. And that first article, and through Chris, I was instrumental in how I met Darren Weeks. And I've talked to Chris Gerner on the phone many times, begged him to come back to broadcasting, begged him to be on our show, and he was an amazing human being. The site, Darren, that you did for Chris, American Exposé, was instrumental in my awakening and learning and coming to understand the truth. And, he was an incredibly, incredibly important person.
Well, and I can't take exclusive credit for that. There were many, many people that worked on that site, including our own Vicki Davis.
Did not know that.
Yeah, she had a hand in that as well.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, Vicki, hats off to you as well, because that was a fundamental site for learning for many, many, many people.
Well, and it still is. I mean, the information is still there, and I'm going through, and I got there's a lot of dead links, I noticed, but once those are weeded out, there's still a lot of stuff there that people can connect dots. So,
I really encourage all of you to listen to Chris's broadcast after the show, because he was a profoundly wonderful radio host.
Mm-hmm.
I really can't express that enough. Just listen to his shows. You'll be engrossed, I promise.
I think you were going to say something, Vicki.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that Chris Gerner is the one who got me started doing radio. He was the first one who invited me to be a guest on a radio program.
Oh, my word.
And I can't remember whether it was because I was a caller who could call in and discuss the issues that he was talking about. Because back then, there were not that many people talking about the United Nations and Agenda 21 and that sort of thing.
Right.
That's right.
But I think that's what it was, is that I was a caller to his program, and he invited me on to be a guest. And through Chris, I met the people down in Santa Cruz, you know, Michael Shaw.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a radio program down there called Freedom 21.
Right.
Yep.
And I met Will Roberts, who, it was like Chris Gerner, except that, you know, he had really studied philosophy, you know, the philosophy that is behind a lot of these horrible things that we're experiencing now.
Mm-hmm.
So I could say that it really was Chris Gerner that got me started in a public way.
You know, it dawns on me that
me too.
We're all together largely because of Chris Gerner.
I know.
That's right.
I know.
Yeah, it's just amazing. Well,
and I didn't even realize that. I mean, I knew that Darren had worked, you know, on Chris's website, but I didn't know that's how you really got started doing the radio.
Yeah.
And he, that kind of stuff,
and Vicki, he was actually my very first fan of my writing. You know, he acknowledged that first article.
Yeah, big media won't touch Agenda 21. That's what
big
the article
media
was.
Won't touch Agenda 21.
I remember it like it was yesterday.
Yeah, and he made comments to it about it to Darren, who I didn't even know at the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, this is Chris is like the center. Yeah, he's the center of amazing.
Well, and I know so many people.
His loss is a tremendous loss. That was a very moving eulogy.
Thank you,
Darren.
Thank you. Well, anyway, I think we probably should move on to cover some of the information that we have here. But you know, I do encourage people to stay tuned if you would like, or at least at some point if you're unable to check in during the weekend. Sometime, because we intend to have this going all weekend long with various shows that
okay.
he did, and I promise you, you will learn something.
Oh, yeah.
You will learn something, because he packs them full of documentation. Moving along here, I wanted to follow up a little bit on this TV reporter shooting, and I don't want to spend too much time on this. Last week, I touched upon this, and I wasn't sure if this was a false flag operation or not, and I think that we have to approach these things cautiously, following the evidence rather than actually jumping to conclusions and just going off half-cocked. However, there was a development this past week as more information has come out and video documentation. You know, one thing that's just exciting to me, ladies, is the fact that we have so many more people now, today, that are awake. You know, one of you mentioned that, you know, I think it was you, Vicki, that said that, you know, back in the day, around 2004, 2005, nobody was talking about Agenda 21. Well, we had very few people talking about anything Patriot-wise. I mean, there were always the Patriot broadcasters for as long as there's been Patriot radio. But we were on the fringe. We've gone much more mainstream now, and we have people talking about Agenda 21 or Agenda 2030, as it's morphing into now, in a wide-scale basis today. And another thing that is beautiful is that people are starting to understand the Hegelian dialectic, which I never thought that they would. And as a result, whenever one of these events takes place, immediately you have people looking at this, dissecting it, tearing it apart.